from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
And off we go. Welcome in, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome in, boys and girls. Welcome in, children of all ages. Through our Brown Shows on your radio, it is the Fan Upstate. Howdy, y'all. Happy Tuesday, my dudes, my dudettes. It is spectacular to be with you one more time again. Yup. And what a day we got lined up today. What a day we got lined up. And listen, let's keep it a buck with the people, shall we? Nothing more exciting than the fact that coming up at 8:20 this morning, we'll be joined live and right here in the studio by the man they call Orange Cassidy from All Elite Wrestling. The Orange Cassidy is going to join us here on the radio broadcast. We are stupid excited about that.
Are we stupid excited? I don't know.
Yes.
I'm concerned that you might cause him to stroke out or something, because I mean, in contrast of styles, this is going to be interesting. I don't know. I'm not going to ask you to tone it down, because that wouldn't do any good.
No, I'm not going to.
Yeah, I just I'm a little concerned about that part, but we'll see.
The for those of you that are not,
I think he and I are on the same level as far as delivery, but you are not. So I mean, you know,
for those of you that are unaware, Orange Cassidy, I don't know how else to describe the guy, Alonzo. The most laid-back professional wrestler in the history of professional wrestling.
You know, there's some who look at him and think lazy, but he's not lazy. That dude works.
Not only is he not lazy, but he took the international championship and made it a workhorse title. What did he defend? 747 consecutive matches?
I think that's a question to ask him. He probably has the exact number, more than likely.
We are going to ask him. We are going to talk about that extensively today. Very excited.
Whoa. Look up.
Oh, yeah. I've met him. That's Frank. Have you not met Frank?
Whoa. Dude. No. That was... That was a special forces drop right there, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. He was on your board a second
ago. He still is.
He's behind your keyboard.
Yeah, I see it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not scared. I want to kill it, but then people will freak out.
You escort Frank safely.
I'm going to give him to you.
To the floor.
Because you. Oh, there he goes.
There he goes.
Okay, he's coming on your side.
So, all right. Let me this.
I want to point out that my woe was a manly throaty woe.
Oh yeah.
Whereas
the manliest of woes.
I think some people on the other show, it might have been a girly scream. I'm just gonna. No, my woe was it went from look he's there, boom, and he was down. I was like,
okay.
Oh.
All right. Let me tell y'all what just happened because the overwhelming majority of you can't see us right now. About 3 weeks ago, the Great One was out on vacation for a couple of days. He's right here now.
He's over there.
There
with
he goes.
You now.
Now he's under the desk. Oh, he's special forcesing down to the floor now. Lonzo was out for a couple of days, and because I am very good at my job, I sat over there and I ran the show solo. And we got off the air one day. And when we got off the air, I was sitting in here. I was finishing up some work in the studio before I took it over to the Fortress of Nerditude. And somebody called me. I think it was Diesel called me to ask me a question. And as I was on the phone with him, a daddy long legs, I think they call it.
You know what? It's a version of that, but it's more of a predator type of the daddy long legs. I don't know.
Whatever it's called, a daddy long legs.
I don't think
dropped.
It can bite or anything, but if you're not there are usually no bugs ever in these studios, which is amazing, except we've had ants. So when you see something, that's what got me. Is I'm not used to seeing any bugs in here. So.
A daddy long legs dropped from the ceiling and then ended his descent about eye level and about 3.5 inches away from my nose. And I'm on the phone and I did exactly what Zoe did. I went, oh, whoa, whoa. Diesel went, what is happening right now? I was like, I had no big deal. I'm just getting invaded. My facial area is being assaulted by a daddy long legs. And he goes, you know they won't do anything to you. Yeah, it's not the fear of the result of the meeting. It was the surprise of the meeting because no one expects to just zoop, have a spider drop in your face. Well, that just happened. To the Great One, because we saw it as it was hanging about 2 feet from the ceiling. And then as we were talking about it, it just free falls down to the board right in front of the Great One. And that's when you all heard the exclamation of surprise because of our buddy Frank here.
Yeah, it was the quickness of the descent that got me. It was like, oh...
Frank.
He's not like a camel spider. I mean, you know, it's not. I've seen some mean spiders where I live, as you can imagine. So first thought is, oh, that's not. Oh, okay. It's we're good.
Frank is our he's our studio buddy is what he is.
Yeah,
Frank is our studio
floor,
buddy.
If he's on the floor and I'm anywhere, I'm stepping on it. So, I mean, you know, I'm just telling you.
Frank, I am assuming. Is the reason we don't have any other bugs in the hood. Because Frank is taking care of business every day, taking care of business every way. Frank's the best. And I appreciate his efforts in keeping the studio bug-free, except for Frank, who gets a pass from me. Because anybody who is willing to keep the skeeters and the gnats and whatever else up out of here... Free pass. I know there's a lot of you that see bug, kill bug. Like, those are steps one and step two, see bug, kill bug.
That would be me. I understand how the circle of life works and everything, and I'm bigger. So, I mean, you know, that's also the circle of life, and I will step on you.
On the other hand...
The only reason why I didn't kill it is because you were judging me.
Let Frank live. because, again, there's a lot of worse bugs that could be up in here today. A lot of worse bugs.
All right, where does your acceptance end? Okay, well, I mean, where do you go? Okay, that's it. That thing's got to go.
If it bites me, it's out.
Okay.
Now, if it has the potential to bite me, it's out.
Are you wearing regular shoes today?
I'm wearing the combat boots today.
Oh, okay. So there's no chance of it crawling across your toes.
Correct. I'm wearing the combat boots today. Had I rocked the flip-flops, not even true. I still would have just ushered Frank over into a dark corner.
You can't help it. If something crawls across your toes with your foot problem, you might fall out of the chair.
Your foot problem, he says. So we all got to listen to Lonzo's exclamation of surprise.
I apologize for showing emotion. I'll try to work on that.
When my guy Frank descended from the ceiling into Lonzo's little area over there. All right. We've got a day lined up for you. Orange Cassidy coming by at 8:20 this morning. 8:30 this morning.
According to the email, I just had to check it because I'm not trying to correct you, but I don't want to steer people wrong. According to the email, 8:30 to 9.
Eventually, he's coming by eventually.
Okay, all right. I'm sorry, but I don't want people tuning in 8:20 and thinking Rob Brown lied. So, I mean, you know.
That's fair.
Just try accuracy. That's
fair.
All.
Orange Cassidy coming by later this morning. We are jacked up about that. Big Orange Cassidy guys over here for sure. So looking forward to that. We have got, obviously, outside of that, a ton of other stuff to talk about on the show today. We have not yet gotten our interviews with Cade Klubnik and Don Munson on the air. We are going to do that later on in the show. We'll talk a little bit with those fellas, and we're looking forward to it. We won't talk to them. I talked to them last week, and I'll play that interview for you later on this morning. We got to talk a little bit of Olympics today. The U.S. men's gymnastics team breaks a 16-year medalist strike. U.S. bringing home some, it was a bronze, but again, you ain't medaled in 16 years. Getting back on the podium is step number one. We'll talk about that. The action in the pool has been hot and heavy the last couple of days. We've got the women's 1,500-meter freestyle just about to start right now in Paris, France. So we're going to talk quite a bit about the Olympics today. It is Major League Baseball's trade deadline today. And the Bravos made a move yesterday. Not just made a move yesterday, but made a move yesterday to bring back a fan favorite. Made a move to bring back a young man who was infinitely important in the Braves' 2021 World Series run. Jorge Soler is back with the Atlanta Bravos.
See, now I can't read the name during Sports Flash because I can't roll my R's. That's so annoying. You're just throwing it in my face.
Jorge Soler.
And stop doing it. Oh, no. No, no.
It's coming back to Atlanta, to the ATL, and we're going to talk about that, as well as other moves that may or may not get made at some point for Atlanta today.
I thought you said they weren't doing anything.
I thought they weren't doing anything.
I thought Abe said they weren't doing anything.
We both thought that they weren't doing anything.
Okay, all right.
We are both, I'm going to assume, frankly, a little shocked by the fact that they did indeed do something, because it was not expected. If we're keeping it a buck, it was not expected. I thought that Atlanta was going to lay back. I thought Atlanta was going to let everybody else make the moves today. I thought Atlanta was going to get through the trade deadline doing nothing. And instead, that's not what they did. Instead, they decided to go back and bring back a cat who had one of the most iconic home runs in Braves history. from Game 6 of that World Series when he went dong against the Houston Astros to help the ATL get that dub. We will talk about that move from Atlanta as they did indeed decide to make a play. They weren't the only ones. A flurry of activity last night. A flurry of activity last night around Major League Baseball. And we will break down some of the bigger moves as we approach the day, the trade deadline. 6 p.m. this evening, by the way, is the trade deadline. So we'll talk a little bit about that coming up later on in the show. I'd also like to get to some thoughts, not on who will win the Heisman Trophy, because I don't care. All right? Call me a bad college football fan. I don't care about the Heisman Trophy because it's an award that rarely actually goes to the best player in college football. It's an award that ordinarily goes to the most popular or the player that has an organization, a team, a school that campaigns for them. But I do think it is important to talk about the Heisman Trophy betting odds, because I think the Heisman Trophy betting odds will give you a pretty good indication of what is expected from whom. So we'll take a look at some of the championship front runners and who it is that they have within the Heisman Trophy race to see if there's anybody that makes a particular school jump off the page as maybe not just a favorite, but a favorite you might want to lean into a little bit. So we're going to talk about that later in the show. We have got to talk some NFL training camps underway, including the Carolina Panthers Back Together Day, which took place in Charlotte. Two things come out of that. Number one, and I do think that I would like to get into this a little bit. Number one, the first thing that came out of it was, I think there were more former Panthers players there than there were Panther fans there. I'm really intrigued, and I want to have this conversation with the Carolina Panther fans on the show today. Because I'm getting to the point that I think I'm more optimistic as a Panther, let's say supporter, if not fan outright. I think I'm more optimistic as a Panther supporter than like the overwhelming majority of the fan base. And I don't think it should be that way. I really don't. Because I watched some tape from the open portion of that practice. And not only was the fan turnout, if I'm keeping it a buck, pretty damn disappointing, to be honest with you. The fan turnout was disappointing. And then there were some moments where the fellas kind of showed out a little bit. BY connected on a couple of deep balls that I think to me showed, yeah, he got that dog in him. Xavier Leggett is going up and making Michael Jordan-esque catches all over the football field right now. That'd be great, man. Like, that dude is killing it right now. And I'm watching this team play. And again, it's practice. This is the most dangerous time of the year for football fans. It's the most dangerous time of the year for football teams. And it's dangerous because it's camp tape season. It's dangerous because this is the point of the year where little things happen while guys are wearing t-shirts and shorts that make everybody go, all right, maybe we need to like relax a little bit here. But also, maybe we're real, real good. Maybe we're real good. Maybe we should raise the expectations. Here's what I'm going to tell you.
Wait. Did you just go two reels? Maybe we're real good.
I mean, relatively speaking.
I mean, that's
right?
that's overly optimistic.
How about real better?
Okay.
Maybe we're real better.
That's kind of acceptable.
So I'm going to talk a little bit about what I saw out of camp footage from the Panthers, but not just me. Some of the old Panthers were there, including Thomas Davis Jr. And he had some thoughts on what the expectations for this team should be. So we're going to talk about all of that and more. Orange Cassidy coming up this morning at 8:30 all the way through the end of the hour. It's going to be a busy day. Phone line open. Renewal by Anderson to the Carolinas fan phone is available for you at 844-326-3663. The text line is open at 71307, 71307. Start your text with FAN, F-A-N. We'll read them on the air. We are busy. Get in now. It's the Rob Brown Show. It's the Fan Upstate.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
So we're going to talk quite a bit of Braves ball on the show today. And we're going to talk some Braves ball on the show today because the Braves, as we mentioned just a minute ago, did indeed decide to make a move yesterday. They go get Jorge Soler from the Giants. Jorge Soler, of course, an outfielder on the 2021 Braves World Series team. My man, Joey B, showed up in the chat on our live stream, which you can join us at facebook.com/TheFanUpstate, on Facebook by searching and subscribing to The Rob Brown Show, on YouTube by searching and subscribing to The Rob Brown Show or The Fan Upstate, or by going to Twitch and subscribing to The Rob Brown Show. All the different ways that you can follow along with and watch our live stream every single day. We'd love to have you. We are live all 4 hours, all 5 days a week, Lonzo and I. You can see his bright, shining face. Just allow it to illuminate your morning every single morning.
It's a good way to start your day.
It's the best way to start your
you
day.
You don't need coffee.
The best way to start your day. So we encourage you to join us. We would love to have you on the stream this morning and every morning. So with that being said, let's talk a little bit about what this means, yeah? Joey B jumped on, and we will start with, had the same thought that I had. That thought being, this is pretty much a guarantee that Marcell Ozuna's time with the Atlanta Braves is likely coming to its conclusion. Now, I'm not quite ready to guarantee that just yet. And I'm not quite ready to guarantee that just yet because you don't know if Jorge Soler is going to do anything. He's got a dozen home runs this year, right? Marcell Ozuna is hanging in and around the top 7-8 home run hitters in the league this year. Jorge Soler is a DH this year. He is not playing in the outfield. He is playing specifically designated hitter. And because he is specifically playing designated hitter, I don't know that a dozen dingers is the spot you're looking for. I don't know that a guy on pace to hit 23 home runs is necessarily the guy that makes you feel like you're in a great spot. And I know that there are off-the-field issues around Marcell Ozuna. Marcell Ozuna has been arrested. He has been charged. Not exactly a dude that every Braves fan is super jacked to have representing their club, right? But at the same time, and this is not me lobbying to keep Marcell Ozuna, I am not. Let's make that abundantly clear. What I'm telling you is, if you're Alex Anthopoulos, you clearly don't have an issue with Marcell Ozuna being on the squad because he's, you know, on the squad. And if you have not yet had an issue with Ozuna being on the squad, then keeping him on the squad moving forward as more time is created betwixt the incidents that made Soler controversial and now, are you going to get that same production? Now, if Jorge Soler comes back to the ATL, if Jorge Soler shows up, and let's say he's one of those cats like Jesse Chavez. If you haven't followed the career of Jesse Chavez, it's been very interesting. Jesse Chavez has been an Atlanta Brave and also not been an Atlanta Brave many, many times throughout his career. He has pitched for the Pittsburgh Pirates, the Atlanta Braves, the Royals, the Jays, the A's, the Jays, the Dodgers, the Angels, the Rangers, the Cubs, the Rangers, the Mariners, the Braves, the Cubs, the Braves, the Angels, the Braves. Jorge Soler has been with so many times because, Jesse Chavez has been with the Braves so many times because for whatever reason, whenever Jesse Chavez ends up leaving Atlanta, the numbers disappear. And then whenever he ends up back in Atlanta, Jesse Chavez turns into freaking Tom Glavine with the Braves uni on.
Are you complaining?
No, okay. Quite the opposite.
Okay, all right.
Quite the opposite. What I'm saying is, what if Jorge Soler has that Jesse Chavez element to him where he's one of those cats that on one team he mashes. Maybe the ballpark fits his style. Maybe he's more comfortable. Maybe there's a coach there that knows how to say the right thing at the right time to get him on his game. For whatever reason, if Jorge Soler comes back to Atlanta, and he goes back to absolutely clubbing, absolutely mashing. And if that is the case, then I've got to think you can start working on sending Marcelo Zuna out and getting something for him. Or just not re-signing him down the line. Just not re-signing him down the line. Now, probably a little late in the day to trade Marcelo Zuna, though I could be wrong. You got 11 and a half more hours before that trade deadline is official. But if this is the move, you signed Jorge Soler because your outfield is dinged up and also kind of bad right now. Kelenic has been hit or miss throughout the season. Hot streaks, cold streaks. Money Mike Harris is out. Ronald Acuna Jr. is out for the season. You've been having to lean on some guys that you don't really want to have to lean on. Now, Jorge Soler, as we have mentioned, Jorge Soler has been playing the DH role in San Francisco, has not been playing in the outfield. In fact, and I think I have this correct, Jorge Soler has not played a game in the outfield this year. But he did play a lot of them last year for Miami, and he played relatively well. So, I think you're optimistic if you're the Atlanta Braves right now. I think you're optimistic that the guy that you just brought in can give you a big bat in the lineup. He's a 240 hitter this year. He's not blowing you off the page, but compared to what you've got across the lineup, 240 slots him towards the very top of the team averages. So you're going to put that cat out into the outfield. You're going to ask him to do his thing, and we'll see if he can. But yes, as was mentioned, I think this is a spot that has now all but assured that this is likely Marcelo Zuna's final year in an Atlanta Brave uniform. Unless Jorge Soler is going to be like every other Brave, a guy that's a 220 batter, a guy that's going to go dinger once every four or five games max. A guy that is, again, not necessarily a liability, but not really a standout defensive player in the outfield either. That's why he's here. So this isn't necessarily the big-time move that I would have liked to see the Atlanta Braves make. But also, I understand they weren't really in a spot to make that kind of move. They weren't really in a spot where that was an option, unfortunately. They were kind of in a spot where they had some spots they needed. They had some pieces they had to work with. They were able to go get in Jorge Soler, a guy that they are comfortable with, a guy that is comfortable in the ATL, a guy that has been here, that knows the clubhouse, that knows the boys on the squad. It's about as good as you could ask for, if we're being honest. So, again, I know Braves fans wanted to see Atlanta really hammer it in, but the reality here is that was never a thing. That was never going to be a thing that Atlanta was going to do here. Atlanta was going to go look for some pieces. By the way, Tyler Matzik, the reliever, is out because the other part of that trade was Luke Jackson, who was also on the 2021 World Series team. Now, Matzik was a fan favorite, but I don't hate this move for the Atlanta Braves, if I'm being honest with you. And I don't hate this move for the Atlanta Braves, because while I do like some big Matzik, I'm a big fan. The reality is the Braves bullpen's already pretty good. And my suspicion here is that the Matzik move was likely made to make the Soler move happen. You got a guy that is a bit of a step down, but you had to make that happen in order to bring in Jorge Soler, boost up the outfield a little bit, and give yourself another bat for a guy that's hitting 240 and get you a dinger every 5-6 games. Is it the big move Atlanta wanted? No. But Atlanta was never going for a big move this year. This is, as Abe Gordon said yesterday, a write-off year. We'll see what happens. All right, let's take a break. Got some more trade deadline stuff to talk about. We've got your interviews with Don and Cade coming up later on in this show. We're going to be busy. Katie Ledecky in the pool right now in the women's 1,500-meter free third heat. And she is, stop me if you heard this before, Alonzo, kicking everybody's ass right now.
Yeah, she's a little bit ahead.
She's up by about a half a length right now. All right, back after this on the Rob Brown Show on the Fan Upstate. The Rob Brown Show continues. It's the Fan Upstate. Robin the Great One, Lonzo with you here on the show today. Be a part of the radio broadcast, 844-326-3663. That is the renewal by Anderson of the Carolinas fan phone. You can also text us. Our text line is open. It's 71-307-71-307. Texter says, Rob, elaboration of your foot problem? ? That's from Eric. Eric, I appreciate the question, unless you're being weird, in which case, don't do that. But to answer your question.
How can you tell? If he's
I can't. I can't tell.
Okay. All right.
That's why I said, I appreciate the question, unless you're being weird. In which case, don't do that. In which case, don't do that. Okay? Feet, Eric, and I've done the research on this extensively. Feet are gross. They're gross. And the problem is there are people in the world like Lonzo. And the people in the world like Lonzo, they do what Lonzo is doing right now. They think that it is absolutely hysterical to be barefoot, and not just to be barefoot, but to put said bare feet into the lives of other people. And it's gross. Lonzo rolls up in here and slides. Fine. I wear flip-flops all the time. But then he and that hobbit Cole Bryson get in and they're like, the first thing they do is take their shoes off and just roll around barefoot. And they'll put their feet anywhere. Up on the desk. On your desk, wherever. And I genuinely don't understand the necessity of taking your shoe. You're at work. If you're at your house, it's your house, all right? If you're at your house, you're at your house. Dude, it's your kingdom.
You've already said you have problems with that at people's houses, too. So, I mean, here's the thing. I've only put my feet on things when it bothered Rob. I wouldn't normally do that because that's disrespectful to where I work, but you know, feet are made to be on the ground, and you know, depending on your philosophy on how where we came from, either way, feet were bare in the beginning, were they not?
Yes, you come into the world barefooted. No one is arguing that. No one's arguing. No one ever would.
You don't maybe that's why you don't like kids, because they come into the world without shoes on.
No, I got plenty enough reasons. That's not true. I don't dislike kids. I like kids. You know what I don't like about kids? What I don't like about kids are when they're gross, and you parents I think it's the most adorable thing in the world.
All right, so here's the thing, and to answer the texter's question, is Rob is weird. Most people, I would say he's the only foot guy in the building. Not Rex Ryan type of foot guy, but a guy who has whatever the opposite of a fetish is. That's what Rob has when it comes to
just
feet.
The flat out aversion.
There we go. That's a big word.
I don't need nor want your feet around me in any way, shape, or form. I don't. I've never needed them. I don't want them. Keep your feet away from me. You're gross. Okay?
All right.
Stop.
Joe in the stream says you also come into the world naked. That doesn't mean you need to do it at work. By the way, Joe, I wouldn't advise in your line of work to not. I mean, you need.
In any line.
You need some really thick shoes there, and that probably still not going to help you if your feet are in the wrong place.
Unless you are a lifeguard, wear shoes at work. You're an adult. Be an adult. Be a grown up.
Foot model.
Be a grown up.
I mean, there are a lot of occupations where you don't need shoes.
Model.
Yes.
They're
a feet model.
Fine. Lifeguard or foot. Here's the thing. You're not a lifeguard or a foot model.
You're
an executive producer
on
an adult radio station. Put your shoes on.
It's a radio station. Calling it an adult radio station makes it sound like something else. So
that's a you problem.
If it was that kind of radio station, then me having my shoes off would be expected.
You, Lonzo, Frodo, Reitzel, and Cole Samwise Bryson.
Come on, Frodo.
Put your damn shoes on.
Frodo's down the hallway, and he doesn't wear shoes either.
Him too. Him and his hairy ass little feet. Put your shoes on. All right. Like I don't.
He's gonna come here and kick you right in the shin. It's gonna hurt.
Just hope he's wearing shoes when he does it, because I don't want to touch your feet ever at all. Let me tell you, I've said this before on the show. I'll say it one more time.
UFC fighters don't wear shoes either.
Tell you what, when you're one of them, I won't say anything. But you're not that either.
Can I give you a calf kick to prove that I am?
No, Okay. Because you're not one.
Well, I mean, you know, I can prove it. Let me
kick
you in the calf.
In your very vivid imagination, yes, you're a total UFC badass. But in real life, for at least 9 hours a day,
I will tell
you're not.
I fought more than John Jones in the last year.
You have?
Yeah.
I don't think you have.
I have.
I don't think you have.
It's at least equal.
Well, that's fair. That's not more than. All right. So the point here is,
I fought to get up out the bed this morning. I count that as a fight.
To answer your question, Eric, my problem is not like the existence of feet. They're kind of mandatory and necessary for the bipedal apes that we are, okay? What I have a problem with is that for some reason, feet, like people have just hit this point that they think it's fully acceptable to just roll around with their gross-ass feet everywhere as if they don't impact other people. Put your shoes on. You are an adult at work. This is not your house. Other people work here too. Put your shoes on. Stop being. And let me take it one step further.
It is my house.
If you're gonna go shoeless around your office, go get a pedicure, you heathen. All right? Go take care of your feet. Because that's the other part, is that the people who do this got gross feet. All right? And for the record,
how would you know? Why are you looking at people's feet? That's weird.
How'd you know what color my eyes are? Why are you looking at my eyes? They're there.
Dude.
They're there.
Dude,
when you prop them up on the desk, they're there.
We've only made eye contact a total of 5 times in our entire friendship. So
that's probably not unfair. I've stared more at your picture on my computer than you. Listen. I need you to put your shoes on. Okay? I need you to put your shoes on. Just stop. Please. I'm asking you nicely. Just stop. I don't know. Texter said, Rob, how much do you twitch when you go to the beach or the pool? See, here's the thing. When I go to the beach and you're walking around in the sand on your barefoot and your bare feet or your flip-flops or whatever, when you're on the sand, that sand moves around. It's not like your gross-ass foot particles are in a spot where I'm going to be. And then on top of that, I lay down on a towel or I sit in a lawn chair. And then I go down into the water when I'm ready. In the pool, they literally fill up the pool with chemicals to kill off your gross foot particles. All right?
Well, there are other particles, too, that it's counteracting.
That's true. Also, wash your ass, children. All right? What's wrong with you people? Listen, here's the fun thing. Every day, I go into the restroom and I do my business and I go to the sink and I turn on the hot water and I wash my hands with soap and water every day. And every day at work, not going to call anybody out, but you know who you are. And out in public or wherever, I use the restroom. I go, I turn on the hot water, I wash my hands with soap and water. And what do I see? But I see that guy who finishes and shakes his thing and then just leaves.
How do you know he shakes his thing? Are you watching?
How do you do it without shaking your
thing? I'm just saying.
If you're not shaking your thing, you got droplets in the underpants.
You seem very accurate as far as your.
There's a reason the expression here is if you shake it more than twice, you're playing with it because you shake your thing when you're done. All right, go over and wash your hands, you animals. And if you're not washing your hands, I know for a fact you're not taking the extra few minutes to clean the crack. I know that.
All right. So we are covering all body parts. I'm waiting for him to get the body hair because that's next.
I mean, listen, you want to keep it above body hair, doesn't bother me, all right? Because the gross portions of it are usually contained, all right? Now, if I ever sit down at my desk and there's exceptionally short and curly hairs on the desk, we're going to have a fight, all right? But Lonzo is a hairy individual. I don't think I've ever seen Lonzo's chest hairs floating around in the air.
I'm glad you clarified it was chest hairs. Yes. No, I keep those close to the vest.
Put your shoes on and wash your butt crack, America.
I'm pretty sure. I wish you'd stop with the crack talk.
I don't know. It's a real thing, all right? We're all adults here. Everybody's got a butt crack, and it gets dirty. Take care of yourself.
So we got a guest coming in 2 hours, and they're probably listening on their way and going,
Orange Cassidy, if you happen to be up this morning and listen, be prepared, because I'm going to ask you about personal hygiene now, all right? I'm going to ask you about personal hygiene at this point.
I don't know if that's a good idea.
Why? We're all about the people around here.
He's a guest. I don't think you ask people that kind of question. I just don't. It's your entire last 5 minutes was gross.
Yeah. So people who roll around in the office with their shoes off like they own the place.
By the way, my shoes are not off now, but I'm tempted to take them off in defiance of the toes are over there.
No need. Just put your shoes on. Put your shoes on, wash your hands, wash your butt.
I'm also very tempted to reach my naked toes underneath the console here.
See what happens to them. See what the hell happens to them if you do.
You ain't that quick.
See what happens if I look down and I see your gross toes hanging out.
Here's what's going to happen. It's going to jump scare him and he's going to fall out of his chair.
Yeah, that's it. Put your shoes on. Stop being gross, people. I'm asking you very nicely, put your shoes on and stop being gross, you weirdos. Just put you're an adult, you're in an adult environment, put your freaking shoes on.
I like a lot of people, I'm grateful that I don't live in Rob Brown's world where Rob Brown makes the rules because it would be a clean world to you, but the world doesn't work that way. Do your thing. You've said that many times, but apparently it doesn't apply when it comes to feet.
Or your
booty,
listen,
apparently.
Do your thing until it impacts someone else. Then stop doing your thing. And when you're rolling around barefoot with your gross-ass feet, you are now impacting other people. Stop doing that. Be better. Be better.
All right.
Be better.
Next time we're live on remote, I want people to come in and do foot fives with me.
You're weird. You're weird. All right. This is not what was supposed to happen here.
I tried to get you to stop. You just kept going.
Mr. Persnickety says a texter who says, an aversion to feet, but loves consuming random bananas off the floor of a public restroom. I don't know if you're calling me Mr. Persnickety or you're calling yourself Mr. Persnickety, but individual who sent this text, you're a bad person. You're a bad person, and you know it.
Did they spell Persnickety right? I'm not sure how to.
Texter said, wow, getting my truck and getting hygiene 101 from Rob. What happened to sports radio? So many bad things.
It is back to school time. So, I mean, hygiene is a good part of going back to school, apparently. So.
Texter said, so Rob, do you make the fiance wear socks when y'all have adult time? No. Yeah, because I love my fiance. And you know how you can tell I love my fiance? Because if she says, hey, will you rub my feet? I will do that for her and no one else on earth. If Scarlett Johansson was like, will you rub my feet? If Rhea Ripley was like, would you rub my feet?
Ugh. Oh.
All right, I'd do it for Rhea Ripley and my fiance, but that's it. That's the whole list.
There's got to be some dirty feet.
That's the whole list.
Some dirty feet.
Now Lonzo's got aversion to feet.
No, it's gross.
It's a bad thing.
Gross from head to toe. That's what I'm guessing.
So, you're gross.
Whatever.
You're gross.
Mean, you've got a weird affinity to goth
feet?
Chicks.
Yes, I do. I don't know what you want me to say. I saw Blink 182 last night. Pretty damn good. Pretty good.
What's that have to do with goth chicks?
Punk chicks.
Okay. All right. Okay.
What do you want? All right. Coming up.
Were they all like 53?
You're gross, you're weird, and you're rude. You're just racking up the adjectives this morning. Orange Cassidy coming up at 8:30 this morning. Make sure you're here for that. Is AEW Dynamite and Rampage both getting filmed tomorrow night at the Bonscore Wellness Arena. Looking forward to that. Coming up in the next hour, we have got the water cooler cheat sheet. We've got your interviews with Cade Klubnik and Don Munson coming up.
Allegedly.
Do the sports flash. Do the sports flash.
I'm going to do it shoeless. The United States women's basketball team opened up their Olympic Games with a dominating yet boring 102-76 win over Japan. It would have been more exciting with a couple other players on it. The Americans scored 64 points in the paint, including Asia Wilson with 24 and 13 rebounds, while Brianna Stewart chipped in 22 points and 8 boards. The Atlanta Braves made a trade before the deadline, acquiring outfielder Jorge Soler and right-handed reliever Luke Johnson from the Giants in return for reliever Tyler Matic and prospect Sabine Sabalas. Hey, make sure that you tune in this afternoon, 3 to 7 p.m., for a brand new local show. It's still new because it hasn't been 3 years yet. Wire to Wire, Cole Bryson and Diesel get you up to date on the latest local and national sports news. Great guests, great debate, and a whole lot of fun. And I don't know if Cole's back or not. And it's all Wire to Wire.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.